From the Newstalk ZB newsroom, this is Newsfix.
In this update, a homicide investigation is underway in Gisborne after two people were found dead during a large fight involving up to 100 people. Police say the bodies of the two men were discovered as they attempted to control the disorder on Lytton Road in Elgin at around 11:30. Three others were taken to Gisborne Hospital in a critical condition. The Herald is reporting the hospital is in lockdown and armed police are guarding the doors. Our reporter Scarlett Svetanovich is there.
There's several police cars parked outside the emergency department and a couple of the police officers standing at the doorway are armed. However, they look very relaxed and nobody's appearing to be going in and out at the moment.
The depth of an earthquake in Papua New Guinea has now been revised. Initial reports says it was shallow at just 10 kilometres deep. That's now changed to 65 kilometres. Reports of the magnitude also vary between 6.5 and 7.0. People are laying flowers and lighting candles outside the Moscow concert venue where at least 133 people were killed. Others are queuing to donate blood to those injured. A national day of mourning has been declared and events across Russia have been cancelled. In a televised address, President Vladimir Putin says 11 people have been detained, including the four ISIS gunmen alleged to have carried out the attack.
All the perpetrators and organisers of this crime, and those who ordered it, will be justly and inevitably punished, whoever they are, whoever is guiding them.
A chance to hit the refresh button and lay down Labour's values now in opposition. Party leader Chris Hipkins will deliver his State of the Nation speech this afternoon. He'll be speaking to party faithful in South Auckland and is expected to draw on party values of old and outline what Labour stands for in 2024. That's news. In sport, Blues coach Vern Cotter's issued a warning to his side as they celebrate knocking over the hapless Crusaders at Eden Park for the first time in a decade. The Blues are up to fourth on the Super Rugby log after their fourth win from five starts this season. But Cotter's keen to ensure they remain on task ahead of playing Moana Pacifica next weekend.
It was a good performance if you look at the result, but we'll certainly work on content. And I think the big message I want to get across is everybody needs to keep their feet on the ground.
Fullback Zane Sullivan is an injury worry and is going for scans today on his hamstring issue. Victories for the away teams in both major international football friendlies this morning. Germany have thwarted France 2-0 in Lyon, taking just 7 seconds to open the scoring. Brazil have edged England 1-0 at Wembley, courtesy of an 80th minute strike by 17-year-old substitute Endrick. That's sport. I'm Sandy Hodge.
For more news, listen to Newstalk ZB live on iHeartRadio.